Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 492 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from Elaine. Alrighty, here's today's question from Elaine.
Hey, Pat. It's Elaine from Toronto with another question, this time about t-shirts. Yeah, I can't believe nobody's asked you this yet. Anyways, so you often talk about having audiences, like niche audiences or niche audience, as you like to call them. And I was wondering, I'm getting a few ideas on like t-shirts I could sell to this audience. And I know how to like, you know, come up with an idea and get it designed and put on a visual mock-up that I can put on the website. But where do you start, or what places can you recommend in terms of actually going from that visual on your website to actually having it produced and shipped? Like, what's the process? What are some resources or places you would recommend in terms of t-shirt suppliers, and how much profit can we actually make off that? Do we need to have a lot of volume? How would you price it? So if you could give us a little like mini tutorial, maybe in your next Ask Pat show, or the one that you're obviously doing today because you're reading this question publicly, then that'd be fantastic. Thanks so much for everything you do. Bye.
Hey, Lane, good to hear from you. I hope all is well. And I'm really excited because this is something that I was interested in a while back. And then I just didn't want to put the resources into it because of all the other stuff I had going on. But how profitable can you get with t-shirts? Well, I know a lot of people who are doing this, and they are doing extremely well. And there's one person I would like for you to follow and read about because he's publicly shared his information on how he's been able to do so well with t-shirts specifically. This is Benny Hsu, B-E-N-N-Y. Last name is H-S-U, Benny Hsu. And if you look up Benny Hsu Teespring, T-E-E-S-P-R-I-N-G, you'll find some information there. And if you look that up in Google, the first thing that says that comes up is how I profited 100K online in just 5 months this year. And Benny's one of my good friends. He is definitely somebody who I trust, and he's been a supporter of SPI too. And he and I actually talked about this t-shirt thing because I was really interested in it. I was like, wow, this is really insane how well a lot of people are doing. There's a Teespring Facebook group that I know of, and I'll talk about what Teespring is in just a second, but it's very active. A lot of people are putting their designs on the web and selling them and essentially driving traffic to those t-shirts using Facebook ads or other means of getting cold traffic, targeting a particular niche. And, you know, timing is important, of course, but the design, and if you have the design down, and then it's a potential. It's a potential moneymaker for a lot of people. Now, the cool thing about Teespring is it's sort of like crowdfunding like Kickstarter, but with t-shirts. And what I mean by that is essentially you create a design, you put it on Teespring. This is what's cool about this platform. And you say that you want to sell X number of shirts at a certain price. And if you get that many people, that X that you described earlier, if you get that many people actually wanting to buy that shirt, then it means that it's obviously successful. But Teespring will print and ship and fulfill that t-shirt for you. So it's kind of cool because you could validate your designs and you don't have to necessarily get them printed out until you know that it's going to be successful. And I think that's the cool thing about this. And if you can find a good design for a niche and it just strikes a chord with them, you could do very well. I know a lot of people who pay attention to the news simply because they want to create t-shirts of stuff that happens in real time and be the first on the market on these kinds of things and target people on Facebook who are related to that particular topic and try to get those shirts in front of those people as soon as possible. So I recommend checking out this article by Benny Sue. It's called How I've Profited 100K Online in Just 5 Months This Year with T-Shirts. And up here it says, up till September 1st, I've been paid $152,996.34 by Teespring. Teespring is T-E-E-S-P-R-I-N-G. And check it out. It could be pretty exciting for a lot of people. Now, there's a lot of other T-shirt fulfillment services. I'm very familiar with Printfection. Now, that's not anything that's like Teespring in the fact that it's kind of crowdfunded or crowdsourced, I guess you could say. But Printfection is what we use to fulfill the Ask Pat shirts. And they're on demand, which is nice. So whenever somebody gets a t-shirt, Elaine, you're going to get one. We'll send you a link to Printfection where you fill out your information, the shipping information, the size, and all that stuff. And then because I've ordered a bunch of t-shirts ahead of time, which Printfection keeps in their warehouse, if you order a medium or whatever, Printfection goes and gets that one. And again, it's cool because I don't have to do any of the fulfillment. And plus, that link that I give you, that collects all your information. So I don't have to deal with that too, which I know is a very painful process of actually fulfilling t-shirts on your own. If you had these t-shirts in your own house, for example, that you were shipping and that, it's a pain. Well, Printfection takes care of that for us in terms of delivering the Ask Pat shirts. And Teespring is a great one too that does the same thing, but it has this sort of contest validation process in the front end, which is really cool. So go ahead and check that out, teespring.com. And again, Benny Sue is the guy who you should check out. And Elaine, I wish you the best of luck. Keep me posted and let me know what shirts you make. I'm really excited and interested to see what you have to these designs that you have in mind. So check it out. And of course, like I said, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to thank everybody else out there who's asking questions, because obviously this show wouldn't exist without your questions. It's Ask Pat. So please ask your question. Go to askpat.com. You can ask your question right there on that page. Can't wait to serve you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Until then, here is a quote to finish off the day by Chris Brogan, a good friend of mine. He said, "Don't settle. Don't finish crappy books. If you don't like the menu, leave the restaurant. If you're not on the right path, get off it." Love that quote. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.